Magnolia or blonde tree?
Well, a magnolia has a big old bloom like this, but that a magnolia, the bloom grows up.
Uh-huh.
But it don't grow down.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see, somebody might say, a woman might say, I have to ask the man I'm married to. I have to ask my...
I got to ask my husband.
Okay. Now, do you know any other words for husband? You know, if somebody's kidding around, might say, I got to ask my...
that man of mine?
Okay. and a man might say, I've got to ask the woman I'm married to. I have to ask.
My wife.
Okay. And can you think of any other?
That cook of mine.
Okay.
That's what Druid called me. No cook.
A woman whose husband is dead is a...
widow.
And a child's male parent is his... His male parent is his what? A child's male parent.
That's their father. Mm-hmm.
And what did you call your father?
I called him Papa, because I didn't know nothing about Daddy then.
Okay.
Papa.
And what did you call your mother?
Mom.
Let's see now. Your father's father was your...
Would have been my grandpa, but I didn't never see him.
Uh-huh. Well, did you ever see the other one?
You mean
your other...
My mama's?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And what did you call him?
I called him Grandpa.
Uh-huh. Let's see, your offspring are your...
Children.
Okay. And do you ever call them anything besides children? The little ones?
Well, I'd say my baby. And I call Luther my baby, yeah.
Well, how about these children who are right here? What
they're
would you call
my grand.
Them?
Grandma, I just call them my grandbabies.
Uh-huh.
They're great-grandbabies, but I call them my grandbabies.
Okay. Well, if you're just talking about anybody's children, you know, if you're just talking about anybody who's about this age,
mm-hmm.
what would you call them?
Well, I'd call them...
If you weren't
going
to call them children.
I'd call them babies. That's a habit I've got.
Or would you ever call them kids or youngins
or
anything like that?
Yeah, call them youngins most of the time.
Okay.
Who you reckon invented all them questions, you reckon?
Well, the people have been working on this, as I told you, for 40 years.
Yeah.
And so there have been a lot of things involved, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now, have you ever heard the expression, five heads of children or five head of children?
How many children have you got? Well, he's got about five head.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I've heard that, Jim.
To prepare fresh corn for cooking, you have to remove the...
Remove the shucks and the silks.
Okay. And what do you call corn that's simply shucked and boiled and eaten with your hands?
Boiled corn on the cob.
Okay. And what's the thing at the top of a corn stalk that changes color as the corn ripens?
That's a tassel.
When a person is cleaning an ear of corn, he has to remove the shucks and then
the silks.
Okay. What's a jack-o'-lantern made from?
A pumpkin.
Okay. And what's a yellow vegetable that's related to the pumpkin?
Well, that's, you can get a yellow cashew. Yeah, cashew and pumpkin. And now, I don't know the name of them other little things.
Well, now, what's a little thing that has a crooked neck on it like that?
That's a cashew.
Uh-huh.
C-U-S-H-A-W.
Uh-huh. And
that's a cashew.
Do you eat those?
You eat them, and then there's a squash.
Uh-huh.
You got a crooked neck squash.
Uh-huh.
Now you eat them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, are there different kinds of squashes around here?
Yeah, there's one about that big around and it's flat.
And what do you call that?
That's a squash. But you call that a squabby squash.